Hey, folks, today we're going to discuss how we focus in on and what we really study to figure out where housing is going, especially with mortgage rates. So if you're new to my channel, my name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update every day, or I try to do this every day to keep you guys informed on what's going on with interest rates. And then our side channel, which is Kyle Seagraves with the Win the House You Love, he goes through all the, you know, basically the programs and how to qualify for loans. And I'm going to post his link to his recent video talking about FHA right here. So without further ado, let's figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So what do I do on a daily basis when I come in to figure out, okay, are mortgage rates going to go up, down? What's not only a daily event, what we need to study is we need to study the economics on the economy right now. So to do that, what I usually do on a daily basis is I go out to the economic calendar, which we're going to see right here, to see what events are going to take place today, this week, and maybe in the next couple weeks that should play a role in moving interest rates one way or the other. Unfortunately, lately, it's been up, 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 and away. But is that going to turn in 2023? Only time's going to tell. So let's just go over and I'll tell you my thinking as I progress through these screens on what I'm thinking so you can kind of get a feel for what I do on a daily basis when I'm trying to figure out where mortgage rates going to go. So the first thing I do is I go to my nifty calculations here, and this is my screen. I have one screen that just has all this all day long. And you can see you got the 10-year treasury right up in here. You can see that here. You got the MBS markets, two different forms right here and here. Then you have economic news and everything else. This is my one-stop shop to find all my information. If you want this link, if you want to subscribe to this link, it's not mine, but you can subscribe to it down below. I'd only suggest if you're a mortgage advisor or you're really in tune to this, or maybe you're in an economics class and you want to learn all this stuff. It's not cheap, but it's not overly expensive like a lot of other systems out there. So we're seeing today is the MBS market's moving and the headlines right here. Okay, so the next thing I go is a lot of times these headlines that you're going to see down through here, they're going to launch you to a couple different websites. Most of the time, it's going to take you to CNBC or one or two other sites. And I'm going to show you those as we progress through. So you're seeing right here, the stock market is up 300, the S&P is up 60, and the markets are looking pretty darn good right now. And we see oil down to $77 a barrel. And so why do I study all this stuff? Okay, first thing is, usually with bonds and stocks, there's kind of an inverse relationship, meaning usually when the stock market goes up, it's not good news for the bond market. And mortgage rates are tied to the bond market. One specific bond, it's called the mortgage-backed security. I'm going to get to that in a minute. The next thing I do is I go to the economic calendar and I see here, well, this week really doesn't show that much. You know, Monday we were closed for the holidays. On Wednesday, pending home sales came in and they came in low. Last reading was negative 4.6. The expectations were for a negative 8.8 and it came in at negative 4 on the button. So that's pending home sales month over month. So sales are starting to go down. Well, they had to start going down. Plus, it's seasonal. In December and January, usually home sales really drop off, and then they start picking back up in February and March. So this isn't uncommon for this, what you're seeing. Then the other piece of this is what we're going to look at is employment or unemployment. You can see right here the initial jobless claims. So those are people that filed for jobless claims or unemployment for the first time ever. There was 225,000 people. Okay, that hit right on the dot with expectations. The previous reading was 216, all right? And then you see crude oil. So why do I follow these two things here? Well, the Federal Reserve, right? They're playing havoc on everything. One of the things that they do is, there's two basic mandates that they have. One is price stability, AKA inflation. And the next one is jobs or full or robust employment. Okay, so the Federal Reserve has come out and said, you know, we're going to cause pain in the markets. We're going to really, you know, crack down on the housing market and unemployment because we have to drive down the inflation numbers. Okay, so what they're doing right here is the initial jobless claims. What they're doing is working. More and more people are getting laid off. Okay, so that's not a good sign. And then crude oil, why do I follow that? Well, inflation. Remember not too long ago, maybe 60 or 90 days ago, your gas prices in many areas hit $6. And now what is it? On my way to work today, I filled up my gas tank. It was $2.99 a gallon, half of where we were. So we watch crude oil inventories because if they keep going up, like we're seeing in here, it's going to drive down the prices of oil, which is going to make inflation really come back down in line. Now, there's a lot of components when it comes to inflation, but gasoline and oil is a big part of that. Think of the energy that it heats our houses. It gets us to where we need to go. It gets tractors to bulldoze and build houses and plant farms and everything else. So it's used extensively. So as we see oil prices drop and drop and drop, it's helping the inflation numbers and helping everybody's budget. Okay. The next thing is the calculated risk. This is another report that I get in most of the times when I'm looking down through this section here. It'll pull up this report right here. So today's numbers, what we saw, the, like I said, weekly initial unemployment claims increased 225,000 people. Okay, so it's in check, in line with expectations are. That's why you're seeing the stock market really rallying, because there was nothing in today's headlines that really caused havoc in the market. Okay, so now let's get over to the bond market. This is the bond market that you're seeing right now, the piece or the MBS. You can see right on your screen, it says MBS 5.0. What that means, it's a mortgage-backed security bond, okay? It's the bond that trades on Wall Street that determines your mortgage rate, okay? The yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Just put it that way. So what happens with this, what you're seeing on your screen, is the price of the bond. As the price moves up, mortgage rates come down. Look at the chart over there. It's been going down and down and down all year dramatically. Well, thus taking rates from 3% to over 6% that we're seeing now. So we love when this chart starts to go up. You can see right over my shoulder there in the last week or two, it's been going up and up and up. It's a great sign because as it goes up, remember, rates come down. So let's see where mortgage rates are. I'm not really playing a big role. I'm not letting this play a big role in the overall scene of things right now, because this bond, remember, it's trading on Wall Street. Wall Street right now is probably at 50% employment capacity because everybody's on vacation. So you're going to see way ups and downs, big ups and downs in the market, like we're seeing in the stock market right now. How often does the stock market go up 300 points? Well, lately it's been doing that every other day, but normally it doesn't move that much. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is the top six mortgage products that people use when they're buying their first home or refinancing. So what you're seeing on your screen is the 30-year fixed, the normal mortgage that most people think about, or the 15-year or a jumbo, okay? And then you have the 5/1 ARM, and then you have now the government loans, FHA and VA. So these are the top six products people use. All right, look at the spread between the ARMs and the fixed rate right now. It's hardly anything. So we're really not advising people to do ARMs right now on a long term in this kind of strategy. On home equity loans, many times there's not an option, but right now we're looking, in unless this spread was at least 1% between the 30-year fixed and the adjustable rate mortgages, I'm not really a proponent of adjustable rates. So these are the national averages. What Mortgage News Daily does on a daily basis is they send out a survey to all mortgage lenders and they respond back with their rates. So they blend it, and this is where the mortgage rates are on average, okay? So how do you figure out what you would qualify for? Well, I have a portion on my website that we just added so you can upload any estimates that you have. But let's look at it. Here's the videos that I do. So if you like my videos, all I need you to do is give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video like these that you're seeing on your screen. You'll get an alert. And if there's something there you don't want to watch, well, don't watch it. But you're going to find a lot of information in here really valuable, especially if you're in the housing market right now. So my name is Dan Frio. I do the rate update every day. What are we? What do we do? We're a mortgage advisor. I'll put it that way. We actually work at a bank, so we're federally chartered. We can help anybody in the whole entire country, but we also broker out. We're one of the largest brokerages in the country, where we can broker out your loan to over 85 of the country's largest banks and finance companies and mortgage companies. So if you'd like to find out what we can do for you, give us a call or schedule a meeting. It's right over my head. That's what most people are doing. But if you already got a quote from somebody and you're like, hey, how do I get this analyzed by more people? Well, we have a service for you and it's free. What you do is you just go over here and click the loan estimate. What is a loan estimate? Well, if you got pre-approved by somebody, they have to send you a loan estimate after 3 days of pulling your credit. What happens is they send you this loan estimate and it goes over the purchase price of the house, how much you're getting financed, interest rate, the terms of the loan, and all the costs involved. What we're going to do is we're going to analyze your loan estimate with over 85 of the country's largest banks, lenders, and mortgage companies and see, and we get you a lower rate, and we get you lower fees. What's happening most times, we're getting you a lower rate and lower fees. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So that's my video for today. If you like it and you find value, please don't forget to give us a thumbs up and subscribe down below. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.